WHDD presents Susan Says.
You know those movies like Dave, where someone who's not a politician, like an ordinary guy, becomes president? Or the old movie like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, where a Jimmy Stewart kind of all-American, decent guy is thrust into politics and wins? It would be like Tom Hanks today being president. Usually they are comedies, but in real life it's not. We've just lived through two of those in real life, a tale of two TV stars. A TV comedian who won Dancing with the Stars, yeah, and played a teacher who made a passionate speech about corruption. He wins the presidency for real in his country, Ukraine. Oh, and then a few years of playing the president, guess what? He runs for real and wins by 70%, people. They're not really convinced what kind of leader he'll be, but they're taking a chance. And then another one. A narcissistic, phony buffoon pretends to be richer than he is. He goes on TV to save his smarmy reputation. It saves him. He pretends to fire people, and then he runs for the highest office in the land, and he wins. Not by much, but still. And it's America. He shows immediately what kind of leader he will be, a narcissistic, ill-informed, dangerous, a joke in the rest of the world. Then in a little while, the American TV president is caught on a phone call threatening and bribing the Ukrainian TV president, but in real life, to get information against his rival's son. Or he will withhold armaments that the Ukraine president desperately needs. He maintains his dignity, the Ukrainian president, of course. The American one has no dignity. He lies and presents the phone call as perfect, the best. But we see it on TV. We hear it for what it is. And so the American jerk president is impeached. But he survives. Then a few years later, Russians attack the Ukraine. And their TV president rises to the job. He becomes kind of a hero. Whenever he appears on TV, he stays with his people. He presents an incredible argument for help, a video that is masterful. He shows the world and gets the world's respect and love. And that other guy? He lost. He still pretends he didn't. He inspires a traitorous mob to try and overtake the country. America. Not a comedy anymore. And we see in real time on TV, children being killed, hospitals being bombed, a hero leading his country, and we are still ashamed by the disgusting, traitorous meanderings from the orange idiot, who once was a TV star for saying you're fired, but he continues to pretend he won. He praises the Russian terrorist killer, whom he admires and wants to be like, and oh yeah. Then the New York Times does a dissection of the COVID pandemic and why it didn't have to be this way. China covered it up originally, then lied about transmission, but some countries fought it smartly. But we had that same former TV jerk pretending that it would go away, not taking it seriously, telling us to swallow stuff that could kill us. So there's plenty of blame to go around. We finally did say you're fired, but it was way too late. And it seems like a bad movie, but it's real life. So support Ukraine, send money, your words. Spread the importance of our protecting this brave country at the brink of another world war. It might have already started. No, I don't want a nuclear war with Russia. We must find other ways. But the most important quote I've read says, if you wonder what you would have done during the Holocaust, you're doing it now. So my dear friends on Facebook who are posting pictures of what they ate or other inconsequential things, please remember what you're doing now. And we're seeing it in real time again on TV.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.